The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. I call your attention today to Matthew chapter 19 and verses 3 through 10. We're not going to read all of this, but as we notice another hard saying of the gentle master, this will get our attention. Let's read just two or three verses here together, beginning 19, verse 3. The Pharisees also called unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more two or twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And verse 9 says, And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. Yes, the old Pharisees enter into the picture again. They're out to get Jesus. They come forth with another question, trying to put Jesus in a bad light. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? There were primarily two schools of thought among the Jews in the day of Jesus on this question, that of Shammai and that of Hillel. Of course, the latter one permitting man to divorce his wife for any and every cause. Shammai was the more strict, but Hillel's thoughts gave sanction to the loose practice of the day and was the commonly accepted view. Jesus made it plain that God made one woman for one man, and that they should become one in marriage, and that they should stay that way for life. Thus he says here, What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Moses, because of the hardness of the human heart, had allowed divorce, but that's not what Jesus wants. In fact, Malachi 2:16 says that God hates divorce or putting away. From the beginning, divorce was not God's plan. We read what Jesus further said in this chapter. He says, And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. To show the solemn nature of what he is about to say, Jesus prefixed what he said in a very deliberate way with the words, I say unto you, showing importance to what he said. Jesus didn't want to be misunderstood. He was not speaking lightly. And obviously, this proved to be a hard saying in the ears of his disciples. For later on here, we read, says his disciples say unto him, If the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. In other words, one would be better off not to get married if God doesn't approve of an easy divorce. They thought that they might get stuck with the wrong woman and they would have to live with her, and they couldn't get a divorce. They saw and understood what Jesus said. Today, so many people have disregarded what God teaches on this matter of marriage and divorce. We're living in a society when so many marriages are being shipwrecked in divorce. And simply reading what Jesus has said here in Matthew chapter 19 is a hard saying to some people. I say to you today, when you get married, realize that God intended it to be for a lifetime. Don't enter into this relationship lightly. Marriage is of God, and what God has joined together, Jesus says, let no man put asunder. That's what God's taught. That's how it was from the beginning. One man for one woman for a lifetime as they love one another and make a home and a family. Yes, may we take the teaching of Jesus to heart. And thank you for listening today.